This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Good Sunday morning. You are listening to Access Houston. I am your host, KG Smooth. Very delighted to have in the studio with me, Mr. DeVar Darling, a seven-year NFL vet, played for the Chiefs, you played for the Ravens. Who else you play for, right?
Little Texans. A little stint here with the Texans, man. So, yeah. You know, it was definitely a good time. Definitely a blessing.
Yes, let's talk about you have a 5K run that is happening this morning.
Yep.
It is the Darling Dash. Let's talk about the Darling Dash and the inspiration behind this one. Now, this is your fourth one?
This is the fifth one. The fifth annual Darling Dash 5K, 1K run walk. It's something that we've been doing in the community for a while, and we love for everyone to come out. It's a fun time, family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The foundation, the As One Foundation, started first of all between me and my twin brother, originally from the Bahamas, and two boys having the dream and goal of making it to the NFL and making an impact on their communities once there. And unfortunately, my twin brother passed away when we were in college, and I was left here to carry on that dream and that legacy, and therefore that's how the As One Foundation was birthed, and that's what we concentrate on, man. We just want to make a change and a difference in young kids' lives.
Yeah. So, what does the foundation help to benefit?
We give away scholarships every year to Fort Bend seniors going off to school, and that's one of the main things that we do, and we love giving back to, obviously we went to Fort Bend Austin out there in Sugar Land, that's where we went to high school, and we love giving back to the community out there in Fort Bend.
Yeah, so the As One is the name of the foundation, and so this run raises awareness about sickle cell.
Yeah, sickle cell trait. We have the sickle cell trait. It played into the fact of my twin brother passing away. We have a huge program at As One Foundation called the Operation Hydration, mm-hmm. which is a sickle cell trait awareness program that preaches hydration as a preventative method to athletic-related deaths. So, you know, it's a very common thing, especially here in Texas every year. You have a high school kid passing away because of dehydration or lack of water during 2 days or whatever it is, getting ready for the football season, and it's a tragedy travesty that happens every year, and something as simple as knowing your body and having a water break and can save lives. My twin brother would be here right now if it wasn't for that.
There was I remember one particular summer where it seemed as if a lot of football players were, passing away due to dehydration during training camp and whatnot. So let's talk about the sickle cell trait. For those who may not know what sickle cell is or that trait, can you explain to them?
Sickle cell trait is different from the sickle cell full blown disease.
Mm-hmm.
As a trait, it acts as the disease in certain situations. Okay. Where you have your red blood cells, obviously it's more of a oval shape, mm-hmm. right? And when it sickles, it's more like a half moon. So therefore, it doesn't carry oxygen as well. Okay. So that's what sickle cell is. That's the whole concept behind it. And when you have the trait during certain situations, like physical rigor, not allowing to have water, the actual trait acts as the disease, and your red blood cells start to sickle, therefore not carrying oxygen throughout the body. Therefore, it has obviously big consequences and can lead to death. So that is in a nutshell
what it is.
Yes.
If you don't mind, if I'm not getting too deep into it, mm-hmm. About what happened to your twin brother, can you walk us through that?
Florida State was well known during the 90s for bringing in lots of championships, and well prevalent now too as well. Obviously, but under the Bobby Bowden era, Matt Drills is our off-season program that we our off-season winter conditioning that we got ready for the spring,
mm-hmm.
and this is what Bobby Bowden felt built Florida State. Pretty much after going through these drills, you come out like machines, you know, and Woke us up at 5 a.m. in the morning. It's 60 minutes, three sections. It's nonstop movement, nonstop activity. Number one rules, you can't quit. Unwritten rules, you can't get water. So there's no water around. There's big trash cans around for people throwing up and passing out all the time. So that was the environment. Okay. It's okay, what you gonna do fourth quarter against Miami type mentality. You were growing groups of fours, and if one person in that group mess up, the whole group goes back. And on that day, February 26, 2001, it was, you know, they continued to send my brother back by himself over and over again. So it was a situation where it could have been easily prevented, but they pushed him to that brink, and his body broke down.
So no one on the coaching staff or any of the administrators, no one raised a flag on this? No one said anything about this to push someone to that limit to know that your body needs hydration and you want to continue to push it?
It was crazy. What? You know, Bobby Bowden himself, is on record, documented, saying, hey, you know, this is the first player he's ever had that actually worked himself to death. Now, you can take that however you want it. It's a crazy statement to me to have someone say that.
Insensitive.
And very insensitive. And this was at my brother's memorial. He said this. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yes. So you're talking about just admission of negligence right then and there.
Yeah.
But it was a crazy situation, something that still is not unsolved, with everything as far as legal matters and everything that goes around it. But clearly, they were in the wrong. Now that there have been changes made with the mat drills, it's not more of an open space. They have scheduled water breaks. EMT is right outside now. They have defibrillators on hand for anything that was to happen. So, unfortunately, my brother had to be the one to sacrifice to make those changes.
Yeah, and that's totally unfortunate. Wow, right. That just hit. So, as One Foundation, you are a 501c3.
Yes, nonprofit. We are nonprofit. We do have our 503 status, and you can check us out online at asonefoundation.org. That's ASONE foundation.org.
And what, for the people that are listening this morning, they say, well, hey, I'm a runner, you know, I want to be a part of the 5K. I live in Sugarland or whatever. How can they still sign up today?
Come on out to Constellation Field, and we can register you right now. And I'll come on out, and the race starts at 8 o'clock.
So they got a few hours.
You gotta come on out, man, and register and have a good time, man. It's a great event. Like I said, it's a family atmosphere and it's a very lively atmosphere. So come on out and have some fun.
Yeah, how does your family feel about you taking the lead and, you know, starting this foundation in honor of your brother?
You know, this is, like I said, this is something that, you know, like I said, being originally from the Bahamas, two young boys, we had this dream from young, you know, and we knew that we wanted to make it to the NFL, and we were going to do everything in our power to do it. And Lord, you know, blessed me to continue on and fulfill the dream and the legacy. So this is something that, you know, is every time I have an event, it's just heartwarming and to see that that dreams do come true.
Yeah.
And if you put hard work and if you believe in the Lord, and things will work out in your favor no matter what.
No doubt. Let's talk football for a little bit, if you don't mind. Do you miss the game?
You know what? That itch has been scratched now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? yeah, of course. The transition is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of football is the normal.
Like, for example, like when you decided to retire, yes, like, what did you do?
And you imagine, you know, for 20 some odd years, you've been doing this for so long, you've dreamed of this for so long, and all of a sudden, you know, in the NFL, it's taken away just like that. Mm-hmm. There's no there's only a certain amount of players to ever ride off in the sunset the way they want to.
Mm-hmm.
The Ray Lewis's and the John Elway's and mm-hmm. the Jerome Bettis's win a championship and, hey, I'm done. I paid, you know, 12, 15 years and I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen to 95% of the players in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I'll describe it like this. I mean, the last day is usually, you know, end of the season comes along and they give you a big trash bag, you clean out your locker, throw everything in there, you take that thing to your car, and you throw that in your trunk, and and you never know. That will be the last time you ever see that place ever again. And that's how the NFL is, man. And it just leaves you hanging. So you're there and you're pretty much trying to figure out, you know, what's next in life.
And what did you do next?
You know, for me, the first thing I did was jump into financial field. That's what I did because of there's just a huge need for it. Mm-hmm. And so I got all my licenses and jumped into financial area and created a unique process called the Sport of Life, designed specifically for athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Take them through every stage of their life, their career, and life after. So that's what I did. That was the first thing that I did when I got out of the league.
So you're helping ex-players handle their money?
Yes, yes. That's, you know, and now I'm more of in a consulting role. I put that down aside and focusing a lot more on the foundation and stuff like that. But the process is still going. You know, it's something that I started. And but it's the transition that's – I really help try to mentor guys through the transition, man. It's hard. It's hard. I almost compare it like a soldier.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to, but I've talked to many soldiers, and it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
You know, is you're trained and built to do one thing for a long time. So when that's taken away automatically like that, it's hard to adjust. So you're talking about the first time in August and July – you know, the smell of the grass is different to you. Okay, it's time to put on pads now. You know what I'm saying? And for to not put on pads for the first time in 20-something odd years is hard. You know what I'm saying? That's tough. It's tough, you know? So, you know, that's like, you know, someone stripping this mic away from you. This is your, you know, your dream, your goal, and to be in this industry and everything else. And, and all of a sudden, bam, you can't do it anymore, you know? Because you're too old now, or you got too many injuries, or your voice is messed up. Now,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't do what you want to do, you know, and what you dreamed of doing all your whole life. That's how it is, you know? It doesn't last forever.
So for you, when did it finally kind of, when did you adjust to the new lifestyle,
you know,
once you left the game?
It's a process, you know? It just doesn't happen overnight. It's mm-hmm. just a process. You continue have to find your strengths that you're good at in life, and that the life skills that you have that can transfer over into the real world. You know, I'm 32 years old, man. I'm old in football, but young to the world. You know
I was just about to say.
You see what I'm saying? So
you're 32. You make it sound like that you're 40,
but
52.
That's how it is as in professional sports, and especially in the NFL. You get out of there, you know, at a young age, and they say you old, move around, push on, you know, but but you still have a lot of life left. And the thing is to find something that you can put your passion behind, that same drive, all the things that you've used to be the top 1% in the world, to make it to the pro level in the National Football League. Those are the same traits you got to put towards something else now. You know, and the key is just finding that something that gives you that fire, that same passion where you can put it behind and so you can move on.
And you found this through your financial business and, of course, through As One Foundation. I'm very curious to know, since you started, what's the name of your business again?
It's called the Sport of Life.
The Sport of Life. Okay. Yeah. So helping these guys transition or, you know, manage their money. Like, what would be some of the most ridiculous things that fellas would spend their money on? Just frivolous, just outrageous, like... Really, dude? Like, come on. You can be putting this money somewhere else. You can, because I think financial education is very important. You know, that's
Course.
That's something that's in the, especially in the urban communities and in the black and brown communities, it's not something that is talked about at home. Like, well, you know, it's like, this is grown folks' business. You don't worry about the bill. This is grown folks' business. Go play or something. But I think that it's important because, you know, you don't know the importance of your credit or, you know, you going to college and you getting a $500 credit card and you spending that and then just paying the minimum on that with all these interest rates. And then, you know, the credit card kind of get ways to the side and you forget about it. And now there's something on your credit. Your credit is mexed up later and you can't get a car or a house or something. You know, what have you seen that these guys are spending? You're like, come on, dude. Like,
You know, you got to take everything in perspective. I mean, you got to think of it, you know, like you said, you 21, 22 years old. Coming into the league, you got to think about, you know, most guys, is the psychology of coming from nothing to something overnight like that is something that you have to put into effect. And then you're being young, you have everything pretty much almost at your fingertips.
Right.
Yeah, you're living out your dreams, you're living out your goals, and you have, it's a dream world, man. You can make it whatever you want to make it. But on the factual side of things, you know, in the NFL, you're going to get paid for 16 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got weekly checks. Okay. So those, once the season stops, those checks stop coming. But obviously you can imagine, you know, those checks are pretty large.
Yeah, because I was just about to say that's interesting. You're getting paid every week.
But it's
25 grand every week or higher, I'm sure.
You know, so that's what it is. So it gives you a false sense of, so right around now, the off season, you know, the season just ended not too long ago.
Right.
Bank accounts are full.
Yeah.
So, you know, dudes out partying, having a good old time, especially for a lot of rookies, you know, when you're making that rookie minimum, boy, by the time July come around, there's going to be some phone calls to these agents and everyone else, you know, asking for loans and stuff like that. Because like I said, we don't get paid during the off season like that. So you pretty much, you know, if you don't have a grip on things, you can wild out and do all this stuff, and by July come, man, dudes are itching to get back in training camp.
I bet they
are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Itching to get back in training because they ain't got any more money.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time, and they have to get a loan from the agent or whoever else, and, you know, you start from behind the eight ball again. So those are some of the most common mistakes is, hey, man, you got to manage your money during the offseason, man. You can't go out and ball out. So, you know, like I said, guys, you're getting them 16 checks. Dudes, you know, dudes will ball out during the season and try to ball out after the season, and July come around and you have no more money.
So were you always financially savvy? Like, clearly you were smart with your money you to have this. So,
you know,
when you were in it, did you try to teach other cats how to manage their money? Or
yeah, you try to, you know, your teammates are your boys and everything else. You try to, you know, have your circles that you can, you know, pass information to. And that sometimes can be a good thing. Sometimes it can be a bad thing. You know, finding the right people when you get into the league to surround yourself with is huge. You know, unfortunately, I had my first financial advisors. They were crooks. I'll let you know that right now, you know, and I got taken advantage of, and it happens. Thank God it only took me a year to figure out they was crooks.
Right.
And so I fired them. But some guys never see it. You see what I'm saying? Or never pay attention to it because, you know, we are so loyal. Sometimes we're loyal to a fault. And when you guys say, oh, nah, I got my guy. Hey, bro, your guy is messing you over, though. He wouldn't do that. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? What you talking about? You know? So it's hard sometimes for guys to switch over because, like you said, the loyalty, you know what I'm saying, to people. And some, unfortunately, there's some people who don't have your best interest at heart, you know, and you think they have your back, but they're hitting you with all these fees that putting you in these crazy insurance plans, policies that you don't need at such a young age. And that's really, really taking you for your money. You know, it's too many horror stories out there, man, of guys, you know, money being mismanaged, or you You pay someone, they're supposed to be paying your bills and paying your credit card off, and they're not doing that, which doing what they're supposed to do. And like I said, these interest rates are raising up high, and all of a sudden you're an NFL player and you can't get a credit card. What you mean? Right. You know what I'm saying? Your credit card just got declined. You know what? You know, it's tons and tons of horror stories, man. Whatever you want to think of it, it happens.
Unlike the NBA, the NFL, that money is not guaranteed at all, man.
So it's a unique lifestyle, and you have to be smart about it. If you go into it thinking it's looking at it as a springboard to your life, next chapter in life, mm-hmm. you'll do well. You know, it doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
So, and only a certain amount of guys get to play that, you know, live that Hall of Fame career and get to go on and, have that career afterwards. So like I said, the average career in the NFL is only 3 years. So, you have to, if you go into
it. I didn't know it was that short.
Yes, it is.
I would at least get 5 or maybe 7, but 3.
So, 3 years. 3 years. Man. So, so it's short-lived. And a lot of guys think it lasts forever, and it doesn't.
Well, I will say that your life after football seems to be a good one, because you are serving the community, right. Helping people to be financially literate. Right. And, of course, with the As One Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You've got the 5th annual Darling Dash 5K run happening this morning, and it's going to be where again?
It's at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas. The Skeeters home field out there off of Highway 6 and 90.
And it aims to raise awareness about the sickle cell trait, and people can still sign up.
They can still come on out and sign up, man, and let's have a good time.
We got early bird registration. Oh, well, wait, that's over. I'm reading the wrong thing.
Early bird is over.
Okay, so everything is over. Yeah, so this morning, you got to come on out. So we will see you at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas.
Yep. And, come on out, man. I have some of my good buddies coming out and get some autographs signed. Tracy McGrady may be out there. Some of my boys, Marcus Trufant, who played 10 years for the Seattle Seahawks will be out there. Brittany Barker at Houston Dash, the soccer team, is going to be out there. I have some boxers coming out there, some young talent from, Plex Boxing Gym.
Okay.
It's not a boxing gym, but Plex. They have Plex Boxing, Ronnie Shields, and those guys, man. So, yeah, it's a lot of celebrities coming on out. The Rogers brothers, Jacquez and James Rogers should be out there. And, Who else am I forgetting?
It's all
Tremont
good. It's
Williams.
It's
going to
be some stars
out there, from the Green Bay Packers. So yeah, we got a lot of guys coming on out, man. Come out and get your autograph signed and whatnot and meet some celebs. And
help raise awareness.
And help raise awareness and have fun at the same time doing it.
About the sickle cell trade. Yeah. Well, man, I want to thank you for coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this has been a pleasure. The 5K Darling Dash happening today at Constellation Park in Sugar Land.
Yeah.
Man, Mr. DeVar Darlings.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. And you are listening to Access Houston.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.